all of us face the sadness and tragedy of death. And just as Mrs. Hardy has passed away, so will all of us one day meet with the same appointment. At such times, we need the reassurance of eternal life. In Mrs. Hardy's case, I am fully confident that she has entered into eternal life and is now resting in the arms of Jesus. As the old gospel song puts it, cares all gone, home at last, never more to roam. However, what about you and me? I was thinking about that the other day. Do we need reassurance of eternal life? It is on occasions like this that we have the opportunity to check our own souls and make sure that we are ready for that moment of death. Someone once said, "You're not ready to live until you're ready to die." And because of this, I would like to share with you three facts about the greatest person in human history, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to read to you these three important facts from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 4. "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." So fact number one is that Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. In sharing the gospel message with people, I have found that the one aspect of the message that is almost universally rejected is that we are all sinners. We don't like to think of ourselves as actually being sinners. We reject it. But the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have fallen short of God's standard, and that's because we are born sinners and we do what comes naturally. We sin against a holy and a righteous God. And King David knew this only too well when he said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." And because of this, no one can gain entrance into heaven and have eternal life. We cannot even get there on the basis of our own merits. There's no way that we can earn brownie points with God. We can work our fingers to the bone by trying to do good deeds, but we cannot work our way to heaven. And a lot of people have problems with this. "I'm good, basically good. I've never done anything wrong." But the Bible tells us otherwise. You see, our sin separates us from God. I like to think of it as a wall that comes up between us. We cannot get over it. We cannot get through it. The sin separates us from a holy and righteous God. However, God in his great love and mercy has provided a way. He made a way for your sin and my sin to be dealt with. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody knows that name, Jesus. The perfect, sinless Son of God willingly bled and died on the cross to take the punishment for your sin and mine. When they put him on the cross, he held out his hands and he said, "I will die for you." And he allowed the nails to be driven through his hands and his feet. The Bible says Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we could become right with God. And I think about that, how amazing that is, that God made a way for our sin to be forgiven. He made a way for us to get to heaven one day, to have eternal life. The Lord Jesus gave himself. He says, "I will take the punishment for your sin, the punishment that you and I deserve. I will take it all." And he went to the cross and he bled and died for you and me. Furthermore, Christ's death on the cross was an amazing demonstration of God's love for you. The Bible tells us, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And I'm reminded of that hymn, "Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me?" Yes, Jesus, the perfect, sinless Son of God, gave his life for us. I'm reminded of another hymn also, "Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. The Bible also says that the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. What a wonderful thing to know, that our sins can be forgiven, and that one day we can have eternal life. And fact number two, Jesus was buried. Christ died about 3 o'clock in the afternoon after hanging on the cross in agony. And I think about that, the agony that he suffered as he hung on the cross for 6 hours. His body was removed in the late afternoon, hastily cleaned, wrapped in a shroud, and buried in a tomb provided by a wealthy Jewish leader by the name of Joseph of Arimathea. A heavy stone was rolled across the mouth of the tomb, and there was no way out of it. The tomb was sealed, the guard was set, and there the corpse of Jesus lay in the darkness for 3 days. And despite what the skeptics say, his death was real, and so was his burial. Jesus died and was buried. And fact number three, Jesus rose again according to the scriptures. Jesus rose again according to the scriptures. On Sunday, as the sun rose above the eastern hills of Jerusalem, the greatest miracle in recorded history occurred. The crucified body of Jesus rose from the stone slab, rising out of the burial clothes and passing through the walls of the burial cave. He rose from the dead, and his physical body was transformed and glorified for all eternity. He appeared repeatedly for 40 days before ascending to heaven to resume his place at the right hand of the throne of God. The resurrection of Jesus Christ reversed the tragedy of death and provides eternal hope for all of us. He once said himself, "Because I live, you will live also." So we must all sooner or later face the reality of death. And it is on occasions such as this that we need to ask ourselves, where will I spend eternity? Am I right with God? A question we all need to ask, because sooner or later, we are all going to die. And we are all going to have to face Almighty God and give an account of ourselves. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus Christ offers us the gift of everlasting life. And it's a gift we receive by faith, by simply believing. The Bible puts it this way: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Simple statement. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You know, we cannot know the internal condition of another's heart, but we can be sure of the internal condition of our own. And if you have not yet received forgiveness of your sins and everlasting life, why don't you take care of it today? And as I look out upon you, I see so many familiar faces. And I know that many of you have received the Lord Jesus Christ. Or perhaps there is someone, I don't know who has not yet done that. And I would encourage you today to consider 3 things. In the privacy of your own home, admit to God that you're a sinner. He knows you are anyway. You're transparent before him. He knows every little thing you have done. He knows you inside out. So tell him that you are a sinner. And then, believe that the Lord Jesus is the only one who could have died for your sin on the cross. Who else could have but Jesus? Jesus is the only way that you and I are going to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me." And then simply invite him into your life. And I know that many of you remember the day that you invited the Lord Jesus into your life, into your heart. You believed on him, and he changed you. There's some writing behind us: transformed, empowered, and liberated by the cross. And that's a work that Jesus does in each one of us when we invite him into our lives, when we admit our sin and invite him. So I'd like to leave you with those thoughts today. Admit that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus is the only one who possibly could have died for your sin on the cross. and invite him into your life. And you can do that anytime. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the life of Mrs. Hardy. And, Lord, we thank you that she is now with you, that she is home at last, and that as we have celebrated her life, we can rest assured that she is with you, that she believed in you a long time ago. So thank you for her life, Lord, and thank you for the offer of salvation that you extend to everyone. Everyone who believes in you can be saved of their sin and have forgiveness and everlasting life. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And in conclusion, there is an old gospel hymn, A Mansion Over the Hilltop. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we shall never grow old.
Walk on streets that are pure as gold.